Page 104. Reading. Read the article. Which details do you think are the most questionable or the least believable?
The Roswell incident. On June 25, 1947, pilot Kenneth Arnold was flying a plane in the northwest of the U.S. when he saw something strange. Objects that looked like plates or saucers flying across the sky like a small flock of birds. His story led to numerous other news stories in which people claimed to have seen similar unidentified flying objects, UFOs, or flying saucers. Shortly after, on July 8th, a secret military balloon crashed near Roswell, New Mexico, in the southwest. However, the local newspaper reported that a flying saucer had crashed, and the news media from all over demanded more information. Because the balloon was a secret, the military made an official announcement that the object that had crashed was just an ordinary weather balloon. No one questioned that story for more than 30 years until 1978. UFO lecturer Stanton Friedman interviewed a man who claimed to have seen something stranger than a weather balloon in the wreckage of the 1947 crash, and the story of a flying saucer was reborn. Although versions of that story differ, most people who believe there was a military conspiracy to hide the truth agree on these basic details. A flying saucer crashed near Roswell in 1947, and because it didn't want anyone to know the truth, the military kept the incident top secret and continues to do so today. However, many details have been added to the story over the years. 11 additional crash sites have been identified. While some people claim that alien beings from other planets must have been captured alive and imprisoned by the military in a secret location, others believe that aliens might have died in the crash and were most likely being kept frozen for research. Roswell conspiracy fans meet at annual conferences to debate the various versions. The military eventually admitted that it had been a secret military balloon. However, Roswell experts claim to have interviewed hundreds of witnesses who say they saw evidence of a flying saucer, proving, therefore, that the conspiracy theory must be true. B.D. Gildenberg, who has examined such claims, believes that the Roswell conspiracy stories are a hoax. The world's most famous, most exhaustively investigated, and most thoroughly debunked UFO claim. Other skeptics of the conspiracy, who accept the military's version, point out that all the interviews occurred more than 30 years after the crash, and that many of the statements made in the interviews were highly questionable. For example, one witness's name was changed after it became clear that she didn't exist. Furthermore, witnesses often seemed to confuse details with military plane crashes that had occurred in the area at about the same time. All the same, a CNN Time poll in the U.S. showed that a majority of the people who responded found the UFO story very believable. Conspiracy critic Cal Korf admits, "Let's not pull any punches here. The Roswell UFO myth has been very good business for UFO groups, publishers, Hollywood, the town of Roswell, and the media."